Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Details just revealed this morning on trade talks between the U.S. and China. President Trump saying that the United States will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China in a deal that sets tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the U.S. at 55%. The president doubling down on his decision to send the National Guard into Los Angeles against the wishes of state and local officials. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Despite objections from the governor, who says he doesn't need the federal presence and doesn't want them there, the president adamant they're needed to stop what he calls an invasion. Speaking to troops at Fort Bragg.
They're stopping an invasion just like you'd stop an invasion.
There are now more U.S. troops in Los Angeles than in Iraq and Syria.
In Los Angeles, a curfew is in effect for another half hour or so in a 1 square mile area of downtown following days of protests against Trump-imposed ICE immigration raids. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Janesville man has been found guilty of a child sexual assault from 2007. Rock County judge handed down that sentence against 35-year-old Kyle Dean Tuesday. Prosecutors say Dean assaulted multiple victims, and several witnesses testified at a hearing Monday. A sentencing date has been set for August. Health experts in Wisconsin are pushing for expanded screening for a common newborn infection. UW Health Kids says cytomegalovirus can pass from expecting moms to the fetus. And earlier detection can help prevent or address things like hearing loss that stems from CMV. And Governor Tony Evers has announced more than $10 million to bolster Wisconsin's workforce. The governor's office says 10 regional workforce development organizations will receive grants through the Worker Advancement Initiative, which has been in place since 2021, to assist people whose jobs haven't come back since the pandemic.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more of the same. Scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and a high in the low to mid 70s. Make your bathroom amazing for only $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Hometown Station, 99.7 Max FM.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
and full of muscle. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land, land, land. We just know and mention her.
To the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music, more into Dave. The Morning Show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Emily is out today. The plans for her to be back tomorrow. We have a few scheduled things happening this week. So, yeah, lots of things going on. I'll fill in some more of those details tomorrow. But just a heads up, don't forget that we'll have Wendy Grant filling in on the air tonight from 8 a.m. to midnight. She's filling in for Mace. Mace is filling in for Aaron, doing a little bit of DJ shuffle. So, yeah, we'll have a few changes today. And then again, some tomorrow as well. Fill you in on more of those tomorrow as well. Now, you know, it is summertime, and we start talking about the things in our fridge. You know, we all love our food as well. Anyone that knows me knows how much I love my food. There's no messing around with food. I love my food. Well, summer eating includes a lot of sandwiches and barbecue, right? And also, many of us have a go-to sauce, which might be a custom creation, but guess what? Not every one of those custom creations is a winner, because sometimes you make those combos, it's like, yeah, why do we even try that? It's like, ever tried buffalo sauce with peanut butter? It's like, yeah, it sounds a little sketchy. A new poll asked people what kinds of foods they think are best with sauce, and not surprisingly, French fries, of course, are number one. 73% of people say they dipped better in sauces like ketchup, hot sauce, ranch, barbecue sauce, or even mustard. Now, one that was interesting that I didn't see on this was, you know, I like doing cocktail sauce with my French fries. Get a little bit of that horseradish with them. That is something that I like doing. You can thank Corey Hartman for that. He got me hooked on that. So, yeah, that is always a good one. So, French fries with cocktail sauce. Sometime try. You know, you always have a little cocktail sauce left over when you're eating shrimp. So, something to think about if you haven't already tried it. Let me know how that works out for you. Chicken nuggets are second, followed by hot dogs, chicken wings, cheeseburgers, tacos, nachos, deli sandwiches, pizza, and vegetables. So again, we're talking about the average person having 8 kinds of sauce in their fridge and some of the sauce that they'll put on various foods. Now, the poll also asks people to list weird sauce combinations. Now, they include French fries with tartar sauce. I don't think so. Scrambled eggs and barbecue sauce. That one sounds interesting. Pickles with buffalo sauce. I don't know about that. Macaroni with Worcestershire sauce. Never try that. Honey mustard with pita bread and ramen noodles with ranch. dressing. No, not trying any of those. I like my food, but those combinations, I just am not so sure about. They definitely sound a little bit on the odd side. So, yeah, probably going to avoid those. I am one of those that when I have a cheeseburger or something like that, I like to have a tomato on it or something along those lines. I'm not a big sauce person on my burgers, maybe a little bit of relish. Same thing with my hot dogs and brats, maybe a little relish or something along those lines. But that's going to be about the extent of it. And again, the average person has 8 different kinds of sauces in their fridge. So there you go. Something to think about as we're grilling out this summer. Coming up, we'll have Aerosmith and Pat Benatar on Max FM.
We are young, hearted, is true. Everything I do. Oh, I do it for you.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry. We're going to take a look at calendar days in just a moment because we're changing a little bit of things around this week. We do have some of our interviews with those folks from Circus World, and we'll have one of those coming up shortly. But you know what? It is June 11th, and we're going to take a look at our calendar days. And you know, I was looking at this one, and there is not a lot on this list. I was a little bit surprised when I saw this list, so I'm like, okay, calendar days are a little bit light today, but, you know, some days are like that. So today, again, is June 11th, and it is Yarn Bombing Day. There's no wrong way to make yarn graffiti, so makers bold and colorful. And it basically looks like they wrapped a bunch of yarn with different colors around the tree in various, like, I'll say, rainbow colors, and so that's what that is. It is also a good one. Say Hi Day. So strangers can become best friends with just one word. Say hi to someone today. And it's always nice to say hi when you see someone out and about. I try to do that when I see someone. So yeah, Say Hi Day. Today is also National Making Life Beautiful Day, you know. Remove those Snapchat and Instagram filters and see people for their real beauty today. So yes, that's a good one. And this is one of my favorites. It's National German Chocolate Cake Day. My goodness. Whenever there's food in question, you know right where I'm going to be at. So yes, National German Chocolate Cake Day, you know, featuring rich chocolate layers coated in sweet and nutty frosting. But the dessert isn't actually German. I'm like, what? When I'm reading this morning, I felt so chipped because I thought it was a German dessert. And it's German Chocolate Cake Day. But it's not German. What is up with that? So, but I still am going to eat it. I don't care. I love myself some German chocolate cake. Can you tell? I've had it maybe once or twice or three times. So it's been a while since I've had it. Definitely long overdue for that. It is also National Corn on the Cob Day today. So yes, get out the corn on the cob. You know, we'll start seeing that later on into the summer at the farmer's market right here in downtown Baraboo. Always corn on the cob. Definitely one of my favorites. So yeah, be looking for that. Again, that'll be later in the summer at the farmer's market. And again, as we mentioned, the farmer's market, they are all set up, ready to go here on the Courthouse Square on Oak Street today. They're there until 12:30 p.m. Stop on by. There's plants out there. There's some vegetables. I saw honey. I saw syrup and baked goods as well. And don't forget, the farmer's market is not going to be here this coming Saturday because it is the big top parade in downtown Baraboo. So there will not be a farmer's market on Saturday, just so you're aware of that. We want to remind everyone about that. So you don't go, where's the farmer's market? Why isn't anyone down here? That is why. So farmer's market going on today in Baraboo on Oak Street until 12:30 p.m. And then they're taking Saturday off and they'll be back on next Wednesday. Coming up, we will look at sports and weather on MaxF.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Saturday's the day for Baraboo's Big Top Parade and Circus Celebration. A full fun day of events gets started with the Wild Rumpus Circus on the courthouse lawn in downtown Baraboo at 10 a.m. Four marching band will be performing at that same time. The parade steps off at 11 a.m. The Big Top Show will be at Circus World both at 1:15 and 3:30. Get the complete schedule of all of the fun events and all the details by visiting BigTopParade.com. Also on Saturday the 14th, it's the Merrimack Community Festival. Classic car show, bar trivia, kids games and activities, great live music all day long, plus local food and beverage vendors. We're also going to have a live ski show from the Mad City Ski Team. A complete schedule and all the details for it can be found on their Facebook page. Just search the Merrimack Festival on Facebook. And Thursday through Saturday, it's citywide garage sales for Portage. You can find a map and all the details by checking out the Chamber of Commerce website at portagewi.com. And a number of area businesses also have some great events all around Father's Day. Be sure to check out their individual websites and all the Chamber of Commerce websites for more details on it as well.
Hi, it's Marianne at the Portage Chamber of Commerce. Road construction is here in downtown Portage, but don't let that stop you from visiting us. Just a quick detour is all it takes to reach our shops, our restaurants, and all the fun summer events coming up. Our businesses are open and excited to see you. So whether you're looking for a new shop to visit, maybe a new place to eat, or you just want to spend a day out, downtown Portage is ready to see you. So come see what's waiting for you this summer in downtown Portage.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Brewers battle back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a victory last night, 4-1, to even their series with the Braves at one game apiece. The rubber match today. The homestand continues tomorrow night when the crew hosts the St. Louis Cardinals. NFL, at the Packers minicamp, quarterback Jordan Love was asked for his reaction to the team releasing Jair Alexander.
It's a tough one. You know, it's really tough losing a player Jair's caliber and someone that has been here since I got here. I've got nothing but love for Jair. Love my time being able to play with him, play against him every day. You know, he's a guy that made me better going against him, and we talk after practice a good amount just on what he's seeing with me, and you know, someone who definitely believed in me from the get-go when I got my opportunity.
NBA Finals tonight in Indianapolis. The Pacers and the Thunder tied at one game apiece.
You know, I just got to figure out how to be better earlier in games. We can do a lot better job and see if we can get better, you know, going into game three.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a low in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more of the same. Scattered thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and a high in the low to mid 70s. Make your bathroom amazing for only $99 a month interest-free with BCI Bath and Shower. Call today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
When is the best time to listen to Max FM?
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Of course, I get paid to say that.
I listen to it all the time.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Some home hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Wednesday morning. Coming up next, we're going to have an interview with Pete from the Circus World Museum. He's the archivist, and he's got a pretty interesting job. He's coming up after Lionel Richie on Max FM.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Circus World Week is still upon us. We're talking about the big top parade that is happening this Saturday, June 14th in downtown Baraboo. Parade starts at 11 a.m. pre-parade at 10:15. I have Pete Schrake with me from the Circus World Museum. Pete, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. What do you do with Circus World Museum?
I am the archivist, and that's a word that not a lot of people often hear, and people who've known me for years often say, what is it again that you do, Shrake? And basically, I am the curator for all of the research materials. Most folks know a curator more than they do an archivist, but I'm the guy that takes care of all of the papers, documents, business records, photographs, films, sound recordings, all that raw material that historians use to write the articles and books and kind of and do the building blocks of the historical record. And so my job is to catalog it and then also to help researchers. So we have researchers that come to the museum. And so my job is to assist them and help them find the stuff that they're looking for.
That sounds like a very interesting job, to say the least.
It's a very cool job, and it's a very dynamic subject. I mean, there's other archivists out there, and you know, there's a lot of historical organizations, but you know, having this kind of charismatic collection of circus stuff with circus personalities and material and wagons and just the stories of the different shows themselves, charismatic is the word that keeps coming to mind in terms of just preserving this unique history.
And it's definitely unique history, and it's part of the Baraboo history as well. So let's talk about the history of the circus parade. What can you tell our listeners about that history?
You bet. Well, the Baraboo Parade is just one more addition to a long history that is that goes back to the earlier years of the American circus. So the circus was always, just kind of as a background, were pioneers in marketing. You know, they knew how to let you know that their show was in town, and they did it in many different ways. They did it with paper advertising, posters, handbills, such like that. By the 20s, they were great at using radio and even telemarketing, early telemarketing. But one way that was very successful for many years is when a circus came to town, they would parade through the town and they would have their wagons. Early on, their wagons weren't as elaborate. Circuses were traveling overland by road, but parading through town to where the showgrounds was a great way to tell folks, hey, our show is in your town. Come and see us. And soon that would lead to the establishment of band wagons or band chariots. Some of the early parades, the circuses had more workaday wagons, you might say, that were where you would carry the supplies. But you would have performers walking alongside it, but leading it maybe would be an ornately carved band chariot. And so so you see those by the 1840s. By the mid-19th century, the 1860s, 1870s, you see more and more and more elaborately carved wagons. And the street parade really becomes a part of what we call the circus day experience. And when circuses started to transition from what we call mud shows or the overland wagon shows traveling through those roads of mud to railroad-based shows where they were crisscrossing the country on the back of railroads, they could hit more towns and hit larger audiences and such, the parade still retained a part of it. And it was, like I say, it was a big part of circus day. So the circus day would start with the train rolling into town in the pre-dawn hours. People would come in just to watch that. And they would come to watch the unloading of the parade. Unloading of the trains, and the wagons are all lined up. In the meantime, then a team goes on to where the showgrounds are at to get the tents all set up. But the beautiful wagons, these beautiful colored, full gold-leafed tableau wagons are lined up, and there would be then a parade from the railroad yards to the showgrounds lot. And this is where the wagons, a lot of our wagons, really date from the late 19th century, early 20th century, when the parade was this art form in its own right. You had these gaudy, almost colorful wagons. Some of them had bands riding on top. Some of them were designed just to have bands travel within them. You had some wagons like our Snake Den wagon that were performance pieces in their own right. There was a beautiful girl holding a python surrounded by constrictors on the floor. But it was this rolling thing that traveled through town. And there then, you know, people would see this amazing thing, but it was also free. You could stand on your street corner of your downtown. You didn't have to pay a dime to see the free street parade, which they always advertised. The circus knew what they were doing. They were showing part of their show. They were showing some of their performers, playing some of their music, showing some of their acts like the Snake Charmer with their cage wagons. And if you go to Circus World today, you'll see cage wagons that have walls on one side and cages on the other. Well, when they're rolling down the street for the street parade, one half of the folks on that street, one side of the street, can see this exotic animal on the inside of it. The other side of the street can't see anything. So the thing is, if you want to see what the crowd is oohing and eyeing over, or if you want to see more of the sideshow, if you want to hear more beautiful music or see those acrobats doing something, you've got to follow this parade to the showgrounds lot where you pay your 50 cents and you can see so much more. So it was kind of like the Pied Piper leading the audiences to the showgrounds lot. And it worked. It really did draw people to the showgrounds. And so the parade was really a form of advertising as well as a performance piece. And it was central for the circuses and their operations until about the 1920s or 1930s.
And so that changed then. Mm-hmm. Obviously, such a great marketing way. I mean, these people just hear this and go, I got to go see the rest of this show, for lack of a better way of putting it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what changed in the 1920s and the 1930s?
Pavement of roads, basically, amongst other things. All of these wagons, for folks listening, if you look at these wagons, they're beautiful, and they have beautiful wooden wheels with steel rims on them. Well, on asphalt roads, especially earlier ones, the old macadamized roads, I guess you call them, and such, these things could tear up the roads like nobody's business. One town after another might pass an ordinance saying, you know, basically we want your business, we want the circus here, but no street parades. There was also just the cost of maintaining these wagons. Circuses would transition in the 20s and 30s from steel rimmed tires to pneumatic tires. But really, it was that kind of almost practical, pragmatic almost response to the fact that, you know, our roads are improving or changing, and these wagons just don't really mesh with how we're doing this, that then they started to phase out, and one by one, circuses would drop the parades. And so you do see them hanging on. You see some shows continuing parades with the pneumatic tires, but the parade wagons soon started being left behind. You had regular baggage wagons being pulled from the trains to the showgrounds lot. You had some wagons being converted onto the back of trucks because you saw some new shows being based on the back of trucks and not using railroads anymore and then going from town to town. We have some wagons that had that. So they could be transported, but the wagons themselves were starting to evolve. And by the 1940s, you see many of them being simply left into the field and they're rotting. They're discarded. They're old now. You know, we see old equipment, right? That's just discarded. There was a time where the circus wagons were that as well. Many were actually burned during World War II, for the war effort to salvage the metal, because of these wagons all have a lot of metal parts to them. But as that was happening and as more wagons were disappearing, there was also then starting to emerge the historic preservation movement that led to, of all things, Circus World Museum. So in the 40s, the former attorney of the Ringling Brothers, John M. Kelly, got this idea that there needs to be a national circus museum. And that starts to a community committee. That also includes the Wisconsin Historical Society. And throughout the late 40s and into the 50s, there is this effort to establish a museum. A few wagons are acquired, and then a few more wagons are acquired. And when we open up to the museum to the public in 1959, we have a small collection of circus wagons, and we're in a position to start collecting wagons. And also early on started developing a department to restore them.
So then we can fast forward. You still see all those wagons down at Circus World Museum, and you see the restoration taking place before your eyes, which is so cool. And then we've had the circus parades. They've happened in Baraboo. They were in Milwaukee, and now they're back in Baraboo. What is your favorite part of the circus parade, Pete?
Honestly, it is watching the wagons. Today here in Baraboo, it's also watching just the whole community surround this. I mean, it's a great community event. And to see Baraboo really come alive and come out and see all the community groups that participate in this, and the celebration of circus heritage is all wonderful. But seeing those wagons roll down the street in a way that they did, you know, pulled by a Mack truck from 1923 or pulled by a team of horses, it does harken back to this central piece of circus history. And it's really a part of Circus World's history. We were talking about the Great Circus Parade just briefly before. When that came about, that event raised funds and raised awareness, which allowed us to buy more wagons and develop our collection and develop our wagon restoration department. So those two things went hand in hand. And that event, the Milwaukee Great Circus Parade, also provided funds that allowed us to expand and build our museum. And we see the legacy of that today with Baraboo's Big Top Parade. The Great Circus Parade ended in 2009. But yeah, a few years later, Baraboo and the Chamber of Commerce and the community comes together and celebrates our really unique circus heritage. And I think what better way than to have a parade through the downtown of the community?
It is a great way to do it. We're in historic downtown Baraboo when we see that parade rolling by. And again, for those that are listening, the parade will be this Saturday, June 14th. Parade starts at 11 a.m. The pre-parade broadcast will stream live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page starting about 10:15, as well as Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. One more quick question for you, Pete, before you leave. What is your favorite circus wagon?
My favorite circus wagon is the Bell Wagon. That is going to be a big star on our wagon this year. It was here for many years. It went back to its owners a number of years ago. It's owned by Feld Incorporated, Feld Entertainment Incorporated. They own the Ringling brand today. They've owned it since the 1960s and have been stewards of it for so long. And they have returned it to us again. It's now on loan again. And we're proud to have it. And not only because of it, it's a connection to a live circus today, but it is truly a Baraboo piece. This wagon was built in Baraboo in 1892 by Moeller Wagon Works, which is just down the street from where we are right now at the law offices of Cross, Jenks, Mercer, MFA is the site of the Moeller Wagon Works. It was built there, and it was used by carvings that were made in a Milwaukee carving factory. The bells were cast in Milwaukee. It's a Wisconsin piece. It's a Baraboo piece. And the Moellers were cousins to the Ringlings as well. So it's this really important piece of local history as well as circus history, and it's just gorgeous to look at, and it plays as well. So it's a great piece.
It was so great to see it back in Baraboo. I was actually on the grounds the day it got unloaded. That was such a neat sight to see, such a beautiful wagon. Now, if people want to see that in person, come down to the circus parade. This is going to be so cool to see it played in downtown Baraboo during the great circus parade. Pete, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Entirely my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day, Baraboo Tours. Want to learn about Baraboo from the back of a rickshaw or on a walking tour for Father's Day downtown? Get ready for some haunted behind-the-scenes stories of the businesses and buildings around the square in Baraboo from a knowledgeable and entertaining tour guide. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Professor Jerry Stitch's original circus band. It is truly one of a kind, playing some of the finest original circus music. It takes those in attendance into the fun tunes that inspire the joy and fun of the circus. Baraboo Concerts on the Square provides family-friendly music and fun for everyone. Sponsorship information and more can be found at baraboo.concerts.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Thank you.
Slashed and torn. Wow.